This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Next week, obviously, is going to be a busy one in Washington, D.C. The Congressional Committee on the Inaugural says it has distributed almost 250,000 tickets to the public for the event. 150,000 or so protesters are expected for the Women's March the following day, which is, when you roll all those people and their money together, a business opportunity. One most readily seen, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, in the hats.
Hats and politics have always gone well together. At the inauguration, you can expect to see plenty of Trump supporters in those red and white Make America Great Again hats, but the protesters are also getting in on the political hat market.
I have a goal of making, hopefully, 5 hats a day for the next 10 days.
Allison Sogan has been selling her hand-knit hats on Etsy as part of a viral knitting project. They're called pussy hats because of their cat-shaped ears. Think of it as some old-timey trolling of President-elect Trump. The hats became so popular, in fact, that Sogan actually had to take down her posts shortly after it went up.
The first time I posted them in the morning, and by noon that day, I had 55 orders.
Sogan says she's working as fast as possible to ship the hats in time for the march. Trump's unexpected victory caused some brief concern for local hotels as Hillary Clinton supporters canceled their reservations. But those rooms were quickly snapped up by Republicans like Nick DeSegli.
You know, on election night, as soon as Hillary Clinton conceded, 4 o'clock in the morning, we were booking our hotel room and airline flights.
DeSegli is on the executive committee of the Florida Republican Party. He says he and his wife plan to attend several high-dollar GOP parties in D.C., the kind of contract any hotel or ballroom would love to have.
The governor of Florida, Rick Scott, is hosting a Florida Sunshine Ball, possibly going to the Texas Ball on Thursday night. We're kind of undecided.
While good for business, having so many liberals and conservatives in proximity to each other sometimes means walking a fine line.
Come on in to the Redwood restaurant. It's quiet now because it's a few hours before we open.
Jared Rager owns the Redwood restaurant just outside of D.C., as well as 2 bars on Capitol Hill. He says he's happy to welcome both Republicans and Democrats to his restaurants, but that does not include all groups with a political agenda.
You don't want to unwittingly support a group that doesn't share even remotely your same morals or sense of values.
Rager points to a local Italian restaurant that had to apologize after unknowingly booking a white nationalist event. Likewise, an Arlington ballroom is also facing backlash after declining to host the so-called Deplorable, a far-right coalition of Trump supporters. Still, Rager says his business is hospitality, not politics.
I mean, listen, it's not our general practice to screen events for, you know, if somebody has a bad voting record, we're not going to refuse to host their fundraiser. That's not really the business we're in.
There's one thing Rager has noticed, however, a way politics has been good for business.
There is more alcohol being consumed since the election across the board. Hard to say if it's celebratory or commiserating.
With so many people packed into town, getting a dinner reservation is going to be a nightmare. So whether celebrating or protesting, most people won't have the luxury of being too picky about where they eat and drink. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.